Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6 p.m. London summertime, and another very wet day here in London, and I'm glad to be getting out of it. This will be my last audio before David comes back on Tuesday. Monday's a bank holiday in the UK, so he'll be back on Tuesday, and he'll have his dulcet tones to entertain you again then. But in the meantime, following those very nice durable goods numbers, which were very widely expected across the markets for, I think, since last Friday, really, the markets haven't done a whole pile. They fell in the hour or so after they came out, and currently the S&P is at 1100, so it's still at that resistance level. Dow Jones is at 10,139. So that's finding a little bit of resistance at that level as well, and the Nasdaq Composite is at 1849. That's up 12. So all of the U.S. indices are currently battling away at sort of medium-term resistance levels, and they haven't. I mean, for example, here the Nasdaq Composite has sort of tested this 1850 level 3 days in a row now. It hasn't gone through it. The range on the day has been quite large, so but by no means extraordinary. But it's a reasonably large range on the day, but it hasn't broken through this 1850 level. So and until it does, that will then start to sort of set new highs for this bit of a recovery we've had in the last 10 days, and start to give us a couple of more bullish signals and maybe point the way up towards 1900, but nothing's happened yet, so there's not a lot to talk about in the US. Of course, it's only halfway through the day there, so we'll see where it closes. Looking into Asia, the Nikkei had a very nice rally last night. It's currently sitting at 11,130. That was a nice big movement up through the 11,000 level, which had been and had sat at testing that 11,000 level for the 2 previous days. Well, last night it went straight through it on a very nice dynamic upwards, so that's looking reasonably encouraging. And the second section was up a little bit today, but having rallied from that 3,000 level, it's currently at 376. Very small candles, but again, it is sort of up from there, so the second section is looking steady. The Nikkei is up. The Indonesian index, which I posted yesterday, is down again today. The JCI closed out at 731, and that was down 7 on the day. The SET index, I think, was up a little bit. That was it was up 7. It's at 607. So that's after sort of 2 days sitting around the 600 level, decided to move up a bit. So that one is quite encouraging. But the others, like the KLCI and the Sensex, are really not looking very strong at all. And it would be nice to see some sort of movement there as an affirmation of these upward moves that we've seen recently in the U.S., although those are running into resistance, and the Asian emerging ones are looking really quite weak. The Hang Seng is looking quite bullish, and that is being pushed up by a breakout yesterday on HSBC. But the Hang Seng has broken out of its range. It's well above that 12,500 level now. It's currently sitting at 12,793. So that's quite a healthy looking breakout, and it looks like it's looking quite strong for these last couple of days. So that'll be one to watch. And HSBC itself, I'll just pull that one up in the UK, because I'm afraid I don't know the ticker in Hong Kong. But that's gapped up 3 days in a row now. It's currently sitting at 853 pence. So that's it's looking like a very bullish story on HSBC. I know that on the StockCube research side, we also brought out recommendations today on Bradford and Bingley and Barclays in the UK. So there might be a little bit of a resurgence in in UK sort of retail banks. That one, they might be a couple to watch. Looking at some of the European indices, the FTSE is currently up 4 at 44 11, so it's sort of got above that 4,400 level, and that is a pretty sort of key level for people who watch the FTSE, and having got above that, that's really, relatively bullish on it. That it, it's got above it. It has come back to test it 3 days in a row, however, and there's quite big topside tails on each one of those candles. So in other words, it went up intraday and it came back down, then it sort of tested the 4,400 level and bounced up another little bit. So, again, it's I suppose it's finding a little bit of resistance at the sort of the high that we had at the beginning of the month at 4,428. Just looking at the DAX, that one is up 17 at 3788, and that one as well is another that has found a little bit of resistance at 3800. So that one's looking very like some of the U.S. stocks, in or sorry indices, in that it has rallied and now it's tested that 3800 level 2 days in a row, but hasn't actually broken through it yet. The CAC, on the other hand, is currently sitting at 3595, but it has been over the 3600 level twice. But 3600 is by no means the same sort of key level on the CAC that it would be on the DAX, or 1100 be on the S&P. And the CAC at the moment is currently up just 0.8 of 1 point at 3595. Now, looking at some of the bonds, well, they all had reasonably weak days yesterday, although the Treasury closed up yesterday, and today it's up again. It's up 11:30 seconds at 110.27. So it really is proving that 110 is a resistance, sorry, is a support level for the Treasuries. And they're still very much in that sideways pattern between 110 and 112. So we'll see sort of what happens with those, and it's pretty much the same story with all of the bonds. They've all done more or less the same thing. They're all very much in that sort of sideways step pattern. The Bunds rallied 0.3 of a point today. They're at 115.60, having been reasonably weak yesterday. And I'm just pulling up the JGBs as well. They're actually down. So those are actually the weakest ones, and that's more or less what I said yesterday as well, because the step that they're in is a sort of more or less at a 30-degree angle pointing downwards. And I suppose that is two consecutive down days, whereas it has been relatively steady, one up, one down, on a downward scale for the last 7 or 8 days. But they're at 136.61, down 0.08 of a point. And the gilts were the same as the bunds. They've rallied. They're at 106.97, so it's up 0.3 of 1 point. And the top side of that range is sort of at the 107.40, so more or less half a point away from the top of their range. But those have been the most depressed of the bonds. They didn't sort of rally up in the same sort of aggressive manner that the bunds or the treasuries or the JGBs did. So they're probably worth keeping an eye on. On the precious metals, silver is up at the moment. It's up it's up 8 cents at 670, and it's been at 670 many times before, and it's there again. So and it has been. It was down yesterday and the day before, so it did find resistance at just over 7 I recall when it was over 7 and it was looking very bullish, but when I came in the next morning, it had given up those gains. But it is still looking like it's sort of on its way up, and the steps are starting to get smaller, and the sort of pushes up are getting bigger. But again, it's, it hasn't really, it hasn't closed at the top of its range any day in almost any day this month. So that would be sort of an encouraging sign to see on silver, that it was pushing up, nice big dynamics, and we haven't seen those yet. And it's very much, it's a reasonably similar story with gold, although the candles are substantially bigger on this one, so there's a much bigger oscillation on the day. But today, gold is up 4.5. It's at 407.65. So that's looking reasonably strong, although it hasn't by any means countermanded what happened yesterday, where it fell $7. But long term, gold is still very much in that sort of longer uptrend. We'd have to see a lot more range trading, or side, excuse me, lateral movement, for it to sort of break that range. But those are definitely ones to sort of keep an eye on. Palladium actually tested the 210 level today. It's down 1.4. It's at 215 at the moment. But that means it in the last 5 days, it has tested the top of its range and the bottom of its range. So it's very much still in that very tight range. And obviously, I mean, this level is quite depressed looking for Palladium, but it's not really doing anything at the moment. We need to see some pretty strong dynamics. Platinum, on the other hand, is up today. It's up 11 at 857. So that's 2 up days, and again, that is, that more or less came back to the uptrend. So we'll see where that one goes. I'm sure that there'll be much more of a story to tell in a month's time with either of these. We're probably more platinum than palladium, unless there's quite a big dynamic in palladium. Then soybeans has moved quite nicely today. It's currently at 629, up 9. So that's quite a nice move upwards. It has been higher than that. It's been as high as 637, currently at 628 and a half. But still moving upwards, and the other grains are moving in more or less the same direction, although this has happened to me any number of days now. I'm contradicting myself. Last time I looked at corn, it was up, and it is now down. It's at 239. It's down 3, but it seems to be finding a little bit of support there at the 240 level. So we'll see where those ones go. I'll just have a quick look at the wheat and the oats. Wheat is also down. It's at 321, down 3 and a quarter. And again, that one is finding support at 320. Now, the oats, last time I looked, were up quite a bit, but and they're maintaining their gains. They're up 1.5 at 150 and a half. But they have been as high as, sorry, they have been as high as 152 and three quarters, which they haven't been that high since late June. And that is very much the bottom of the last lateral range they had all the way through June. They were sort of sitting, the bottoms were sitting at maybe 152, 153. So they might well find a little bit of resistance at that level, but we'll see. It has been moving up quite strongly over the last sort of week to 7 or 8 days. So trading days, I mean. So we'll that one's definitely quite a sort of a sharp mover when it does decide to move. Coffee was up 35 cents today at 73.50. And that is a relatively similar story. When it was trading sideways, and we just before we had that key day reversal back on the 20th of July, the bottom of that sort of lateral range was at about 73.50, or a little bit lower than that, and that's currently where we are with coffee at the moment. It's at 73.50, and is relatively close to the top of the range on the day. So if it were to break through that, then we would see maybe some more resistance at 75, and after that, we'd sort of be back up above where that key day reversal was. I've got pretty bitter memories of that key day reversal, because when it had opened up and moved up, I'd gone long, and that day it just went down and down and down, and I was away at a meeting, so I came back and I felt like I'd been. Felt like I'd been robbed when I got back to the office that day. But that discouraged me from going back into coffee again for a little bit. Anyway, at least until I come back from holiday. As I mentioned in the comment of the day, lumber is down today. It's currently at 438.50, down 2.3, and the new home sales is not going to help that at all, because it's obviously going to release supply for future sales, for future houses. Then looking at the orange juice, just let me pull that up. That's down a little bit today as well. It's down 1.30 at 73.40. So, I think orange juice is actually proving very hard to tell where it's going to go. It's going to be entirely news-led, I think, all depending on what the final conclusions are coming out of Florida. And I'm sure in the next couple of weeks that will become increasingly clear. And cotton, having said yesterday when I was looking at it that it was down, actually closed up. And at the moment it's a little bit down. It's down a quarter of a dollar. It's at 51.75. Has been a little lower than that today, and the high of the day has been pretty much at the open. But yesterday it rallied very strongly towards the end of the day, so I'm loath to say that it's going to close down on the day today, but we'll see. But cotton is looking quite strong. It's made new highs almost every day since that gap down on the 12th. So that's looking quite nice. Well, that is more or less it from me for today. I'm very grateful to everyone who sent me in their support and was good enough to forward me some research reports or things that they were looking at. And if there's anything at all that we can do to improve the service that we've supplied to you, just let me know, and I'll be happy to try my hand at it. But in the meantime, thank you very much. And for those of you coming to the chart seminar in November, I'll see you there. And good evening.